Hazinu is a fighting parsha. Sometimes we learn it, sometimes the Shabbos Hazinu is the Shabbos Shuva. Sometimes like this year, it's the Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, which means that the week of Hazinu stands both as Erisimit Shuva, so times Yom Noroim, as well as those days, those 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Chassam Sofer writes, describes in Tshuva as days of unusual Simcha and Avos Hashem. The truth is the Hazinu encompasses a lot. Hazinu speaks about crisis and Hazinu speaks about Geula. And there's also, I want to share with you briefly, a comment of the Dubna Magid about a particularly elusive pasuk in Hazinu. I think it speaks to both moods. Hazinu is poetry. Many pasukim are difficult to make sense of. The last pasuk in Shlishi, the way we have that Aliyah is broken down. Suri ladach hateshi batishkach kel mechalalaka. Can I translate that? Batishkach kel mechalalaka. The second half of the pasuk means that we forgot Kadosh Baruch Hu who formed us. Jews have done that over the course of Jewish history. We've forgotten all too often, forgotten that Kadosh Baruch Hu has our back, we've forgotten Kadosh Baruch Hu made us who we are. We lose track of Ribono Shel Olam. But what's the beginning? Suri ladach hateshi. Sur, the rock, also our Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yiladcha, sounds like gave birth to us, speaking to us, Keshe, with forgetfulness. How do you translate that? Dubna Magid gave the following mashal, which he thought captures something very important. Imagine a fellow is being pursued by creditors who are immoral and defrauded him, and now they didn't actually lend him the money, but they established a paper trail, and now they're coming after him, and they claim that he owes them money. He doesn't see an easy way out. He's not sure what to do. He goes to a friend of his, and he says, they're after me, and they're taking advantage of me, but I don't know how to deal with this, and they're going to take me to court, what am I going to do? He says, They'll knock on your door, you'll smile, and you'll giggle, and you'll whistle, and they'll think that you've lost your sanity because of all the pressure, and they'll leave you alone. Give it a try. So they come knocking on the door, the collectors come knocking on the door, and he answers the door with a very big smile, a goofy smile, and begins to laugh, and it sounds very silly. They say, Nebuch, poor fellow. Leave him alone. He sees this friend of his who gave him advice a couple of days later. He says, knew how to go. He said, great, worked like a charm. It's fantastic. By the way, remember I lent you $20 a couple weeks ago? And on this interview, he turns to the friend and he starts whistling, laughing, giggling. He says, you can't use that on me. I taught you that. You can't use the gift I gave you. Besides the fact that I actually let you money. This is the Magid. Suri ladach hateshi. Atishkach kem mechalalaka. Kadosh Baruch Hu created us, and Kadosh Baruch Hu crafted us with the power of teshi, with the power of forgetfulness. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the gift that we're able to, if we never forgot anything, all the aggravation, all the things, all the insults that come our way, it'll be difficult to carry on. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a gift. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a gift to be able to forget the pettiness. But sometimes we take the gift that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us and use it against it. Instead of forgetting the silliness, instead of forgetting the passing insults and the passing desires and the passing distractions, sometimes we use that gift of forgetfulness to forget him instead. And that's untenable. That's unconscionable. To use the gift Ribono Shel Olam gave us and to point it instead at him. And it gets us thinking about the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us and the extent to which we do or don't use them. The extent to which we do or don't value the gifts he gives us and the talents he gives us and to the extent that we do or don't use them well. That's both Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Sukkot is a chance to celebrate the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. The many gifts that we often take for granted of shelter and of comfort and so on and so forth. And Yom Kippur is a day of a serious day, a somber day, but it's also a day of incredible joy. Because it's a day of appreciating the greatest gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us And that's the chance to remake ourselves, the gift of a second chance. So this really, this idea of Hazinu, which stands at center, is something to consider in different moods and maybe in different tones, before and after Yom Kippur, to ask ourselves that question, seriously and with a smile. What are the gifts that Kadosh Baruch has given me, and how have I used them?